It says, who is this that darkened counsel by words without knowledge? You know, and he's asking, this is Yeshua asking a question to Job. He's speaking to Job right here in this chapter after Job had then been complaining about his righteousness, what he did, all the good things he was doing. And, you know, Yahweh hits him with this question right here. And I just thought about it, like, I know I have did it, not a question to me, but what point of my life that I spoke without knowledge about him? And what he's saying is that, you know, when he says you speak without knowledge, he's telling you don't have no idea what are you talking about. And we tell that to somebody when they talking or saying something that they have, you tell them you have no idea what you're talking about. You have no knowledge of what you're saying. And that's what he's the father is right here telling Job. So he said, who is this that darkened counsel by words without knowledge? Behind all previous matter, all life, all law, all space and all time, there is Elohim. So there's some things that you have to know about him in order to speak right about him, to have that knowledge about him. It says Elohim has existed eternally and will always exist so. Unlike all other things that relate to our existence, Elohim does not owe his being to any other thing. He is self-existence. In Isaiah 41:4, it says, who had wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, Yahweh, the first and with the last, I am he. And you know, we've seen these, he goes in that 38th chapter, and he's just asking Job a whole bunch of questions, which is no to all of them. Just, he went on and on about who measured the earth and who shut up the waters. Isaiah 44:6-7. Thus saith Yahweh, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and besides me there is no Elohim. And who as I shall call and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people in the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto me. Who shall declare it? He's asking. Revelations 22:13. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I am the self-existent one. Elohim is not composed. And look at the definition of composed. To write or create. To write, formulate, devise, make up, think up, produce, invent, concoct, morphin, author, draft, score, orchestrate, choreograph. Is to form a whole by ordering or arranging the parts, especially in artistic way. We're a composition because there was someone there to compose us. Nobody was there forming his inward parts. He was there from the beginning. Look in Job 33. Look what Elihu said right here. It says, the spirit of El had made me, and the breath of the Almighty had given me life. If thou canst answer me, set thy words in order before me. Stand up. Behold, I am according to thy wish in El's stead. I also am formed out of the clay. And we've seen that out of all what Elihu has said, he was never corrected. To me, he had some type of knowledge of the Father, and he spoke right about him. Elohim took clay in his own breath and brought all of his genius to the matter and spirit out of which man is made, and he composed man. Anything that is composed has to have been composed by someone, and the composer is greater than the composition. The composer is greater than the composition. We would be the Yahweh would be the composer, and we would be the composition. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11 and 12. It says, "Thine, O Yahweh, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Yahweh, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all." Isaiah 40, 26 through 29. "Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who had created these things, that bringing out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, of my way is hid? O Israel, my way is hid from Yahweh, and my judgment is passed over my Elohim. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting Elohim, Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength." And in that 26, just back up, he says, "Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who had created these things?" You know, and you can see all this, how all this, you can connect it to the questions he was asking Job. Especially I think it's Job 38. Well, after he told him to gird up his loins, he said, "Where hast thou when I laid the foundation of the earth?" In verse 38, verse 4, "Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare it if thou hast understanding. Who had laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest, or who had stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof, where the morning stars sing together, and all the sons of Elohim shouted for joy?" Romans 11, 33 through 36, it says, "Oh, the depth of the riches both, of the wisdom and knowledge of Elohim, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who had known the mind of Yahweh, or who had been his counselor? Or who had first given to him, and it shall be recompense unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." Daniel 2, 20 through 23. "Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of Elah forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the season. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He giveth the knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth within him. Remember, he revealeth. You know, we heard Pastor tell us that no one can reveal God to you. Only God can reveal himself to you. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou Elah of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desire of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. I thank thee and praise thee for the wisdom and might that thou hast given me. Psalms 8, 1 through 9. O Yahweh, our sovereign, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. Who is this him that he's talking about? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. He's talking about Yeshua. That thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Yahweh, our sovereign, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. You think we should be understanding the words of Yeshua if he gave him all this power that he said he gave him right here? Lord, then the angels, and crown him with glory and honor? Psalms 24, 1 through 10. The earth is Yahweh's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of Yahweh, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that had clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from Yahweh and righteousness. He shall receive the blessings from Yahweh and righteousness from the Elohim of his salvation. That's why he was telling Job that he was did not have the knowledge of what he was talking about. Because we see in that chapter 28 is where Job started to, a lot of my's and I's. It was me. I did this. I did that. And in Job, 29, I'm sorry. And he's in Job 29, we're talking about, he says, moreover, Job continued his parable and said, oh, that I were in the months past and in the days when Eloah preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of Eloah was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, when I washed my steps with butter and the rock poured me out rivers of all. When I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street, the young men saw me and hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood up. The princes refrained talking, and laid their hand on their mouth. The nobles held their peace, and their tongue cleaved to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard me, then it blessed me. And when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me, because I delivered the poor that cried and the fatherless and him that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind, and feet was I to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and cause which I knew not, I searched out. And I break the jaws of the wicked and plug the root out of his teeth. See how Job, it was all about me. It was my and I, what I did, what all the sacrifices I made. And we see right here, it says, he shall receive the blessings from Yahweh and righteousness from the Elohim of salvation. Verse 6, this is the generation. We got out of Job. We're back in Psalms. Psalms 24. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Yahweh strong and mighty, Yahweh mighty in battle. He says it again in verse 9 and 10. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Yahweh of hosts. He is the King of glory, Selah. And we in that, and you see in Job 29, verse 20, he says, my glory. This is Job speaking. My glory was fresh in me, and my bow was renewed in my hand. And it was my glory. And who's David saying right here, who's the King of glory? Yahweh, he is the King of glory. 1 John 4, 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of Elohim, and everyone that loveth is born of Elohim and knoweth Elohim. He that loveth not, knoweth not Elohim, for Yahweh is love. So, you know, you can go around saying that you know him, that you got knowledge of him, but yet you're having some type of ill feelings towards a brother or a sister. And when he's telling us that we should love one another, because if you don't know me. You have no knowledge of me if you don't love your brothers and sisters. And Psalms 9, verse 10, and they that know thy name and will put their trust in thee. For thou, Yahweh, has not forsaken them that seek thee. That's what poor in spirit does. It makes you want to seek the Father. Makes you want more and more of him. Yahweh has not forsaken them that seek him. Elohim has declared to be all omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. Omnipotent, having unlimited power. And look at this definition. Omnipotent, adjective, having unlimited power, able to do anything. And you see all the synonyms, all powerful, mighty, supreme, most high. But look at a noun. And this come out of the dictionary. God. God. What a noun. This means Elohim can do what he wants. It means he is not subject to physical limitations like man is. And like I said, you can connect all this to all the questions he was asking Job about, you know, what about all the stuff that, where were you when I did this and where were you when I did that? Being omnipotent, Elohim has power over wind, water, gravity, physics, and etc. in that Job 38, coming off of what that statement that we just made, he has power over wind, water, gravity, and physics, etc. Yahweh answered Job in verse 1, starting with verse 38. Then Yahweh answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, "Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, and I will demand of thee and answer thou me. Where was thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who had laid the measure thereof, if thou knowest, of who had searched the line, stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundation thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of Elohim shouted for joy, or who shut up the sea?" That would be water. "Or who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth as if it had issued out of the womb? When I made the cloud of garment thereof and thick darkness a swallowing band for it, and break up for if my decree place and set bars and doors and said, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further. And here shall the proud waves be stayed. Hast thou commanded the morning since the days and caused the day spring to know its place?" Elohim has all power over wind, water, gravity, physics, and etc. I wonder why he told Job he had no idea what you're talking about. Psalms 89, 1 through 9. "I will sing of the mercies of Yahweh forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations." How are you going to make known his faithfulness to all generations? With your mouth. But in order to do that, you got to have the knowledge of him. You got to have knowledge if you're going to speak about him. "For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever and build up the throne to all generations. Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Yahweh, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints." Thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. You think we need to know the knowledge of him? "For who in the heaven can be compared unto Yahweh? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto him? El is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Yahweh Elohim of hosts, who is a strong Yah like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them." Remember, he just asked Job all those questions about the sea. Revelations 19, 5 through 6. "And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our Elohim, all ye his servants and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for Yahweh El Shaddai, omnipotent, reigneth. Omniscience, all-knowing, the state of knowing everything." Jeremiah 32, 17 through 19. "And my sovereign Yahweh, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou shewest loving kindness unto thousands," showest loving kindness, "and recompense the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty El, Yahweh of hosts is his name. Great in counsel and mighty in work, For thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. For thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men. What is he saying? Before you can think it, I know you was about to think what you thought. Before you can speak it, I know what you was about to say before you spoke it. Isaiah 44:7, and this is out of the NASB. Who is like me? Let him proclaim and declare it. Yes, let him recount it to me in order. For the time that I established the ancient nation, and let them declare to them the things that are coming and the events that are going to take place. Powerful. Who is like me? Connect all this to that book of Job. Elohim is all-knowing in the sense that he is aware of the past, present, and future. Nothing takes him by surprise. His knowledge is total. He knows all that can be known. In Job 34:21, for his eyes are upon the ways of men, and he seeth all his goings. For his eyes are upon the ways of men, and he seeth all his goings. Why you won't want to serve somebody like that? Huh? Somebody that sees all your goings? And his eyes is upon all my ways? It's incredible. In Psalms 139. Wow. Didn't even know that they was going to sing about this. O Yahweh, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and in mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Before you can even think it, he knows that thought. Before that even thought even popped up in your mind, he knew it. Thou compassest my pat and my lying down. Compassest. And art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Yahweh, thou knowest it altogether, before you can even speak it. Thou hast beset me behind me, me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in the grave, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light unto me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul know it right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written. Being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in contuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Being unperfect, he still put your name in that book. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O El, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O Eloah. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Yahweh, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that raise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. Wow. Perfect hatred. How is that possible? How can you hate somebody with perfect hatred? I count them mine enemies. Search me, O El, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of understanding. Verse 23 and 24 is powerful. Search me, O El, and know my heart. Go search the deepest part of me. And if there be any wicked way in me, lead me in the way of everlasting. Let me see it. Show me if there's any wicked way in me. There is nothing that is outside the scope of his conception, understanding, or attention. There is one reality, and Elohim knows it in its entirety, and it exists by, through, and for him. Elohim is neither surprised by the way the world works itself out, nor shocked by the choices we make. He's not even shocked by the decisions, the good decisions or the bad decisions. We can't say, oh, man, I just made a good decision, like he's just blown away by it. Ezekiel 11:5, and the spirit of Yahweh fell upon me and said unto me, speak thus, saith Yahweh. Thus have ye said, O house of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them. Every one of them. Omnipresence, all present. He's everywhere. Last three slides. No one can hide from Elohim. He is everywhere, close to everything, next to everyone. But you got to be careful. He's everywhere, but there is places that you can go that he won't show up in. And you know, you can list a whole bunch of them. You know, ballrooms be one of them. That's just an easy one because we know that he ain't never in there. He will never go. But yet he's everywhere, close to everything, next to everyone. Jeremiah 23:23-24. Am I an Elohim at hand, saith Yahweh, and not an Elohim afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith Yahweh? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith Yahweh? Can any hide himself in secret? We've seen Adam and Eve tried it. They hid themselves, it said. But you can't hide from God. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. Isaiah 43:1-2. But now thus saith Yahweh that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. And that's it. But that's just that off of that one verse. You know, when he told him in 38:4. No, I'm sorry, 2. When he said, who is this that darken counsel by words without knowledge? It's so important that we speak right about him. Because we see that's where Job got, that's where he lacked poor in spirit. He went and his friends started saying things, and then he started replying to them, and before you know it, it was an I and my thing. And you know, Yahweh told him, where were you when I did this and did that? And because he spoke without knowledge. And it's so important. As I looked at that verse all week long, I was like, just wow, you know, forgive me for when I have never spoken right about you, that I spoke without knowing the knowledge that of who he is. And, you know, just to speak right about our Heavenly Father, about Yahweh, who created everything, all of us, the whole world. So that's all I have for tonight. I thank y'all for coming out. Pastor will finish 40, 41, and 42 tomorrow. I doubt it, but I know he's going to give it a shot. I've never seen him do 3 chapters. Well, I take that back. He has, but he did 2 last Sunday, and he was supposed to do 5, so we'll see. But let's just speak right about him and take these scriptures, and that you see all these prophets that really spoke right about who he was, and, you know, and it's so powerful. And just thank y'all for coming out tonight. Poor in spirit, still going to be on it tomorrow. Any prayer requests? Everybody good? Okay, y'all dismiss in the name of Jesus. Nobody want to leave?